Hello, this is Corey, and I want to remind you about shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It really is the single best way to support this free show. So when you think Amazon, shop through the Amazon tab on our website, and we thank you. Hey, it's your favorite radio fat guy, Corey Blaze. Before we get the show started, I want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for listening, downloading, and streaming Fat Guy Radio Show every week and telling your friends about it. Look here, there's no bones about it. We need you to help us spread the word, and that's what you are doing. So on behalf of everyone on the show, thank you. So now here's another silly-ass show. So run and tell that. Where's that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Here, here. Go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? How long can you stay fresh in that can? Come on, get up and fight, you shivering junkyard. Put your hands up, you lopsided bag of hay.
Now, that's getting personal, Lion.
Yes, get up and teach him a lesson.
Well, what's wrong with you teaching him?
Well, I hardly know him.
Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't buy them.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally, when you go around picking on things weaker than you are... Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself. Look at the cycles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Before you say anything, I'm so sick of this song. Go ahead.
What is happening right now? Fat Guy Radio Show for April 12, 2014. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show listener lines are open, 623-349-1652. Call anytime, then listen for your voice on the show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show on all your social media. And when you share the show, I get a little bit of courage. Today's show is brought to you by the new Amazon Fire TV, folks. This tiny box connects directly to your HD TV. It's the latest and newest way to enjoy Netflix, Prime Instant Video, Hulu Plus, low-cost Amazon movie rentals, and much, much more. Stream your favorite TV shows, not with the click of a mouse, but with your voice. Yes, the Amazon Fire TV is voice activated. Just speak into the remote control. It works perfect with your Prime account. Setup is a cinch, and it costs less than $100, and it's great for gaming as well. The Amazon Fire TV, available through the special Amazon Fire TV banner on our website. And don't forget all those other amazing Amazon deals, like going green with the college book trade-in, renewing your Amazon Prime before the prices go up, your Easter deals, and those ever-important Cinco de Mayo deals. Olay! Man. Amazon. If you want it, Amazon has it. Bookmark our Amazon page, fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and please tell a friend. Well, folks, we are back. Jake, man, why don't you like this song?
The Xbox is in trouble with that thing, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just, I guess I've never really realized that's a thing.
It's like jumped into the realm of the Roku box, yeah, and like Apple TV.
One of the things that Xbox was doing, I'll talk about this song in a second.
Yeah.
Xbox was like, yeah, we've got all the Netflix and all that stuff.
Sure.
And it's all voice command through the Kinect. And,
yeah.
And it costs...
Xbox on.
Yeah, the Xbox, yeah. And it costs $500.
Jesus Christ, that's
And you
ridiculous.
Can play games on it.
Yay!
And then Amazon Fire comes in. Less than $100.
Less than $100.
Same thing.
And it's a small little box, man. It's very tiny. I think it might even be the same size or a little smaller than the Apple TV.
Oh yeah.
But it's at the same price point of the Apple TV. Yeah. It's a little bit more expensive than the Roku box.
Amazon always has good stuff.
It always has. You can never go wrong with Amazon, folks.
And that's not even because they're our sponsor. Mm. I stand by that.
I love Amazon. Everything that I buy is from Amazon, man. Remember when I told the story on the show that I ordered 400,000 rolls of butt wipers, better known as toilet paper?
Like, buying from third parties is a little sketch, but everything else about Amazon is fantastic.
And you know what? And I don't have a problem buying from the third parties on Amazon, but
yeah.
I do, if I can, go for sold by Amazon or shipped by Amazon.
Because then you get that free shipping.
And you get the guarantees that it's going to arrive. And then I'm a Prime customer, so of course... it always comes in 2 days.
Yeah, and all those movies.
All those movies, especially Warehouse 13. I am so in. I am sorry. I'm going to geek out on this. I am so in on Warehouse 13. If you want to join me for a Warehouse 13 watching viewing party, you are more than welcome to do so. I'm on season 4, episode 15, or no, I'm sorry, episode 12. And Artie used the astrolabe to turn back time to save the warehouse.
Hey, man, and spoilers.
Now, oh, damn it. And now he's come out of that. They've been able to break the effects of the artifact on Artie, and that's where I left off. Anything?
No? I don't know what you're talking about. Now let me talk about this song.
Yeah, what is your problem? What is your problem with this song? If I close your eyes.
Like, when I first heard it, I actually kind of dug it. I was like, man, this is pretty cool for being on, like, pop radio. Wow,
sure.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. The walls come tumbling down.
Then I heard it again less than an hour later.
Oh, I see where this is.
And heard it again.
Uh-huh.
Less than an hour later. And I do a lot of driving where I listen to a lot of the radio.
Yeah.
And that song is on almost as much as Happy, and I am just as sick of that song.
Yeah, the Happy song is kind of wearing on. We used it for the bed for our, our Bootleggers
live show.
It was
still relatively new back then.
Yeah, but that, I think it's not so much the song, Jake. I think it's the whole... reason why we're in talk radio.
Yeah.
Because music radio, I've got friends that work in music radio, and you know, they're
corrupt, dude.
It's horrible, but it's like, if it's not listed down, those songs are programmed, you know, days in advance.
Yep.
And it's the same songs over and over and over.
It's a thing called payola.
It really is. And I have this, and Philippians, you're aware of this. I have this, what I call the best radio listener bit going on in my garage at my house. I have a clock radio in my garage that I plugged in probably 2 months after I moved into my house 4 years ago. I turned it on and it has never gone off. I am never going to turn that radio off. I'm never going to power it down unless I lose power in the house. Even then it'll come back on, but I am letting it go until it dies. But I can tell you this, I hear the same song when I leave in the morning, because I leave my house at the same time every morning. I come home normally at the same time.
Yep.
If I go out at a certain time on the weekends before I head here to the show, I could almost now predict what they're going to play. Even after, here in Arizona and Phoenix, we just went through a big, huge radio flip. Like, a lot of stations went away. The smooth jazz station went away. The oldie station went away.
That mix station.
Yeah, the hot jazz station.
What was that mix station called? I don't know.
Where they do the traffic on the 8s.
Yeah, 98.7.
Whatever it is. All of them flipped. Even the station that I had programmed on that radio flipped, still playing the same damn music.
You notice the stations that didn't get canceled were the the stations that play the same crap over and over again.
I don't get it. It's the same. I don't know what it is. It's like these record companies are saying you're going to play this and you're going to play
exactly
it.
That's exactly what it is.
That's crazy. I mean, and so what is the...
And
so
this has been going on since the 50s, man.
So what is it when you call in and you're on the request line? Call in on the request line and we'll get your song up there. Make a dedication tonight to the one you love.
Well, they wait for the one person to request, like... the new Kelly Clarkson song.
And then they put that in the rotation. But if I call up and say, I want to hear I Want You Back by Michael Jackson, there's no way that's going to get into the rotation.
Not on most radio stations.
Music radio blows.
Yeah.
That's why podcasting is where it's at.
Yeah. Every 2 to 3 months, you get a new song.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's really start the show. Really quick, we got to give a special shout out to... David Tida and the people of Scottsdale, Arizona. The Arizona Barbecue Festival was a...
That's like a rap name.
Was a blast. He is a rapper. It was a blast. Damn it. You know what? I wish we had more time to hang out there. Yes. But we were in such time constraints with the rental equipment. But when we come back next year, because we are going to be back next year, we're going to make it a full day.
I got to see some pretty cool Lucha Libre wrestling there.
I wanted to stick around for the wrestling, cool. But I couldn't because we were. They're not a sponsor on the show, but we were whored by our rental companies. They normally have a little bit of flexibility, and this is going to be really inside. But we had to rent audio sound equipment to do this live show so that we could be audible to the thousands of people. I think David emailed me that Monday or Tuesday and told me that it was an estimate of 12,000 people that attended that thing.
Wow.
And at the time that we were live on the show, there was probably about 8 to 9,000 people that were in the park on the print grounds at the time,
and only about 5 of them listened to
him. Yeah, about 4 or 5 of them listened to him, and 4 of those people were deaf.
Yeah,
Jesus pizza, love you Scottsdale, never coming back. Listen, when we go back next year,
dude, those ladies though,
the man, it was I like the selfies were fun, but the reason why we couldn't hang out afterwards and we were in such a rush is because our rental company had the vice grips tightened on us. They were like, okay, you can, and this is a company that we've done business with for quite some time, yes. And they're normally flexible with us, but this particular time, I didn't hear anything. This particular time, they weren't flexible with us at all. They were like, you have to have the equipment back at this time when you have to have it, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts, or you're going to have to pay for another day. Matter of fact, not one day, 2 days, because they were closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
So they put the vice grips on us when before, if I picked up equipment on a Friday night, they'd be like, all right, Corey, you know, fine. Just keep it an extra day. Just bring it back, you know, and... You know, we know you're going to take care of the equipment. You're going to treat it right. You're going to do what needs to be done, and we don't have to worry about it. You've got insurance to cover it, all this other stuff, and we support your show. This time, they threw the book at me, and everybody was quoting policy. And I'm like, you're putting us... So it forced us to bump up our start time by an hour.
Yes.
Because we wanted to allot for time. And then, David, if you heard the show last week, I asked David on the air to get us a cart.
Yes.
Philippians, how many carts did he bring us?
He brought us a flat tire.
Nothing. He gave nothing. He never brought a cart.
Yep.
And David gets the joke, so I know why I'm busting his balls, and he knew I was going to bust his balls. He never gave us a cart.
But at least they let us pull the...
Yes.
They let us pull the car in.
After I went around and gave the old... had to give an old snarl into the security guard just to make sure that we could get the car close to where we were.
Yeah.
Next year when we go back, I say we rent, have a company, go out there and do all of our setup and set up everything, because I didn't like... And then...
I heard BDB Radio was available to hire.
I hope so. I hope so. But it was so much fun. I had a blast. The food was absolutely just freaking amazing, but we just didn't get any love from our rental company, and that is the reason why we had to beat Cheeks. You guys hung out for a little bit after... I had beat Cheeks with our photographer, Rex.
Yeah.
What did you guys do after we were gone?
I only hung out for like a second. I checked out that Lucha Libre thing. That was cool. I was like on my way out, and they're like, now introducing El Cucaroche or something like that. I was like, okay.
Did they have the mask on and everything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They were wearing masks.
Oh, I hate that I didn't see that.
And it was like two giant dudes versus two like little tiny dudes.
Oh.
The little tiny dudes.
So, like, two of Corey's versus two of Philippius's?
They weren't giant in that sense.
Oh, see, that hurts. That hurts. Why preserve my feelings?
They were like actual wrestlers, not sumo wrestlers.
Oh, I see. Oh, Jakey.
I'm sorry. That was mean. I'm being mean.
That's all right. That's okay. It's Fat Guy Radio Show, and like David said on the show last week, I thought he was going to be fatter.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing you were wearing the Spanx.
I was not wearing any Spanx.
He was wearing Spanx.
I promise I was not. I was loose and jiggly.
Audience, he was wearing Spanx.
Yeah.
We had fun, though. Was it not a good time?
It was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
Jake got there. Jake, I don't know what.
20 minutes late.
Well, you were, but it was, number one, we didn't park where we were supposed to park. And I don't know if that was just a miscommunication or whatever. I don't know. We were supposed to be parked closer, but then when you were to go where you were supposed to park, and then at the end when I was leaving, they were like, oh, you could have parked here, which really? Would have been really? Literally 20 feet really? From where we were.
Wow.
Nobody told me that.
Oh.
Nice.
Nobody told me that. I'm like, oh, well, thanks, after the fact.
Yeah, I had to sprint, like, really far.
Yeah, I don't know how you got through security, but you got in and you got your wristband. And
I don't know why they trusted me. I went up to them and I was like, hey, someone told me I'd get a pass up here. And they're like, who are you with, Fat Guy Radio Show? I don't know what that is, but here's a pass. I was like, oh, okay.
I explicitly gave that security guard directions on who you are, told him what you look like, told him not to look into your eyes because you'd end up falling in love. I gave him all of those instructions. And then when I was leaving out of the front, he was like, hey, did your guy ever show up? I'm like, he got in. Where were you? How did he get in if he didn't run into you? He's like, I don't know. I must have been in the bathroom or something, Cora. I'm sorry. I must. Like, oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I didn't really have a problem getting in.
Of course not.
I got in pretty
easy. Maybe if it was me, then I'd be like,
You would have got arrested.
Yeah.
You could have just hopped a fence.
Or come under or crawled under
racist?
The fence.
That was racist.
That was a little racist.
Sorry. Cut a hole in the fence.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Jake's coming
I'm sure
out.
You are.
Jake's coming out punching. I love it. But it was fun. It wasn't that bad, other than the tent almost flying away.
Five times.
Yeah. Our security guard the whole time was standing there holding down the tent. And then Rex, our photographer, he tries to be the industrial guy. You know what I mean? Yeah, he shoots and kills and cuts off the fur and eats it. But ew. He goes and he gets these cartoon-sized rocks, and he puts them just propped up against the post on the ground. Instead of, our tent had little feet. Instead of putting the rocks on the feet to hold the tent down, he props them up. So, like, our near the poles near the bottom of the tent are, like, all scratched up from these rocks because the tent was still lifting up. Plus, we had a big cartoon-sized banner, the one that's behind Jake, on the Ustream feed, that big cartoon-sized banner just became a wind sail.
Yes.
And our tent became the boat. It was literally just like trying to pull it out of the ground.
Don't those tents have the flaps and like a little hole in it so you can stick like a stake in it?
Yes. But somebody, the guy wearing glasses right now, may or may not be talking.
It's not Philippius.
Forgot the stakes. And I am sick of these mother effing steaks on these mother effing tents.
He's like, I forgot
the steaks.
Oh, you meant the metal steaks. I've got these steaks right here.
Medium rare.
Tasty.
I brought the meat.
Extra sauce.
I brought steaks, but they just happened to be from Long John Silver's. Wait, that's a fish place.
Man, but I mean, there was plenty of steak around.
Plenty of steak.
Barbecue, man.
And then Philippius gets there, and Philippius and I get there first. And where we were set up, now, first, when we first got there, David, the organizer, thought that we wanted a nice, quiet corner. So he was ready to put us behind the presentation taste test tent that was also behind the restrooms. Not gonna happen.
Not cool, bro.
So I was like, well, I didn't know if you guys wanted a quiet corner. I'm like, no, we want to be seen.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun being seen.
And that was the best part of the show. So he's like, all right, I have another spot for you. Let's go. So I hop in his little cart, little golf cart, and the first thing I say is, what's the weight limit on this thing? And he turns to me and say, you're not that fat. I thought you'd be fatter. He kept saying that the whole time. So I get him.
And he even came on the show.
He did. I get on this cart and we whisk at 7.5 3 reverse miles per hour to the spot. It's just like, all right, hold on, Corey, we're going to go. And then we get to the spot the next day. And he shows me that. He shows me, okay, come right here. What I didn't realize is that Philippius was going to be butt up against like this gasoline broiler thing.
Yeah, it's like 50,000 degrees or something like that.
It's as hot as the sun. And Philippius is literally having, it was originally literally going to be within 6 feet of that thing.
I'm still all crispy from last week.
You are, because it's like we got a deep fried producer. It was hilarious. So we put him, and then we got hell on one side and heaven on the other with the snow cone guys.
Yeah.
So he finally gets us in there. We get all set up, and it was perfect because the way that the show went down is I didn't anticipate all of that crowd interaction, and I believe that really made the show. And it, inside radio, it came across very well.
Yeah, it was a good time, man.
I had a great time, and I'm looking forward to coming back for the Arizona Taco Festival in October. And before we go to break, you know, folks, I want to give this plug. I don't think we mention it very often on the show. You can book us for your events, for some of your public events, whether you want one of us individually or whether you want the entire show. But you can book us because
probably
just Corey. And there is right under our About Us tab. You want Corey? I'm the seasoned professional. I was at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Yeah,
MC.
Uh huh.
I've done it too.
Yeah,
done it too.
But you were streaking across the field when you did it.
I played my trombone down there.
Hey, your skin flute doesn't count. You can book Fat Guy Radio Show by clicking the Book Us or Request Appearance button under the About Us tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com, we'll come out and only cost you a couple of $1,000. All right, we're gonna take a quick break right here, and when we get back on the other side of this break, we're talking some late night television changes. It's the big thing that's going on because David Letterman made a big announcement. You'll hear more about it right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy
Radio
Show. Yes, it is, Jake. Today's show is brought to you by Halo 6. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. That's HALOCIGS. Offers the best electronic cigarette on the market. Don't take my word for it. PC Magazine ranked Halo 6 number one in the industry when compared against all the top e-cig brands. Offering premium quality rechargeable electronic cigarettes and e-liquid, all made in America. I vape with the sexy slimline emerald green G6 model, and my preferred e-liquid is Sub-Zero. I like the menthol. Shocker. You can see all the styles, flavors, and strengths today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Halo 6, I am vaping, baby.
Do it, DT.
I'm vaping, baby.
DT's at home sick watching his Amazon Fire TV.
Yeah, he's definitely not watching this show.
No, there's no chance he's watching this show. No chance. He's probably sitting there just looking, little fever, probably glistening all beautiful like he just stepped out of a GQ magazine. That's DT.
That's detail.
That's sexy son of a bitch right there. All right. Well, Jake and I, what we didn't realize is that Jake and I are connected on another level. Yeah, I don't like video games. He loves video games. Yes, I like glazed barbecue. He prefers rub. But one thing that we do agree on.
Who doesn't like a good rub, everyone?
you know what I'm saying? What we do agree upon is our late night TV watching. I am a David Letterman watcher. I am a fan of David Letterman, been a fan of David Letterman for God knows how long.
I've always been a Conan fan.
Stupid Human Tricks, everything that David Letterman has done. But this past week, he announced that he is retiring next year.
Yep.
And then the big controversy, or the big what to do, if you will, is who will replace David Letterman. Now, we just experienced this exact thing happening with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon took over.
For Jay Leno and The Tonight Show.
Yeah, originally he took over for Conan.
Yes.
When Conan left.
Right. Did Jimmy Fallon take over for Conan when Conan left?
Yeah, he's the guy who took over for Conan.
That's right. I forgot about and that.
So they just moved him up when Jay Leno left.
Okay.
And now, in Jimmy Fallon's spot, they have Seth Meyers, who was also on SNL. He was the Weekend Update guy.
That's right, he was.
And I like him a lot.
On Weekend Update, I'm not a big fan of Saturday Night Live right now.
Neither am I.
It's okay.
But I like his like late night show. Have you watched it?
I haven't watched. I catch David Letterman. I haven't been very since I've been like off the HD grid.
Yeah.
With our horrible cable provider here in Phoenix, known as Cox Communications.
Gotta get DirecTV.
How do you guys feel about that? Anything? Yeah, I know.
Gotta get DirecTV.
Gotta get DirecTV too. Yeah, but I live around mountains, so it's kind of hard. But
oh yeah.
I used to watch David Letterman because I used to DVR it.
Real quickly.
You?
I think Seth Meyers should have taken The Tonight Show, and Jimmy Fallon should have stayed where he was at.
Really?
Yep.
See, I'm not familiar a lot with Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. I'm not that familiar with both of them.
Here's my thought on Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
He tries too hard to be buddies with them, and The Tonight Show, to me, has always been more of a, it's funny, it's supposed to be funny as heck.
Sure.
But it's also supposed to be like have a level of professionalism and integrity.
But isn't Jimmy Fallon he has the Roots band?
Yeah, which is really cool.
And they do the children toys with like you know, like they did it with Robin Thicke song.
And I like those things. But are
those cutesy little things? I never got into it, but I can't see those cutesy little things in the late night slot.
Right. I think it's great. For the late night show, which is more of a younger audience, but for the Tonight Show, I think it's more of an adult, professional. You know, you want a good interview, but it's still goofy.
Sure.
But you don't want them to be like, buddy, buddy, hey, let's do a three-legged race across the stage.
Right.
That's why I think Seth Meyers would have been
now,
better.
Now, you bring up a very valid point. The late show with Jay Leno, or the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, that appealed to a older, more mature audience.
Yep.
From what I know, or what I've heard of Jimmy Fallon, is that he appeals to a more younger. He has an amazing reach on YouTube. And there was a lot of arguments back and forth wondering if there was going to be a way for him to cross the streams, if you will, to use a Ghostbuster reference. If there was going to be a way for him to cross the streams from bringing that online presence to the TV broadcast.
And so far, he's been doing all right.
The numbers from I'm not following it as close
I'm
as
not,
I should be.
I'm not either.
But the numbers are showing that it is having a level
it's
of
going
success.
All right,
and it's getting younger.
I still think Conan should have taken it.
Really?
I love Conan so much.
See, there was that whole... I followed that story. There was that whole thing with Jay Leno leaving, Conan coming in, Jay Leno coming back, Conan on the beach, which is an old radio term for being fired.
Yep.
He's on the beach for a while till he gets re-signed with TBS, and then he comes back, you know. And they all have their different type of shticky, but when I think of Jimmy Fallon, man, I really think of it being basically a glamorized college humor skit.
Yeah.
That's really what I, like,
yeah, that's
from
kinda,
what I know.
That's kind of what it is. It basically is SNL. Like, his monologue is SNL.
But is that going to work for the late night?
Yeah, see, I don't know.
It's been working for
how many years he's been doing it? Like, 2 years now.
For the Jimmy Fallon show, though.
Right.
But not in the late night or the Tonight Show.
We'll see how that works.
That's a built-in audience. I mean, the history mm-hmm. of the Tonight Show in itself with Johnny Carson, it really started the entire genre of late night talk shows and late night comedy.
But the whole reason we're here is to talk about David Letterman.
So David Letterman announces his retiring in 2015. And he had some
For those of you who don't know, that's next year.
For those of you keeping track at home. And he had this agreement came out between him and the CBS exec Les Moonves. And the only reason why I know that name is because he's also over CBS radio. So a lot of my radio connections speak a lot about Les Moonves. So Les Moonves and David Letterman agreed that Les would never replace David Letterman until David Letterman was ready to go. So David Letterman announces that he's retiring. And, of course, the internet just starts to swirl. Now, this is one interesting thing that happened. I did not see the live show or the show where he actually announced he's retiring. But, Dave, and this is no secret, David Letterman tapes his show like in the middle of the afternoon.
Like everyone else.
Yeah. And then it's re-aired. Mm-hmm. So it's not live.
Yeah, like everyone else.
So what happened is that there was a special bassist sitting in on the band that during the taping of the show tweeted out that David Letterman announced his retirement. Ooh. So it came out
bad move.
Like 4 hours before
the show aired.
The show aired. So it was out in the
That guy got in trouble, I bet.
No, it was some famous guy. He was praised for it.
Oh.
I can't remember who he was, but he was a bassist or a guitarist. No, or a drummer. Somebody was sitting in the Paul Schaefer CBS orchestra that night and tweeted it out while in the orchestra pit.
Yeah.
And that's how the news officially broke until later that night where the show aired. So that came out. I was kind of sad to see this because I'm a David Letterman fan.
Me too. I love David Letterman.
I've grown up with David Letterman, and I think that David Letterman has this amazing, number one, he's a great interview. He really dives deep into it. The interactions between him and Regis Philbin are hilarious.
Yeah, he keeps it funny, but it's still professional. He keeps that level of professionalism.
Totally. The feud with him and Oprah.
Yeah.
I remember all that. When he made Richard Simmons cry. That was great.
Yeah, that's why he's perfect for that time slot.
And David Letterman is one of the reasons why I wanted to be in radio.
Yeah.
Because he started off in radio, and he's been there for God knows how long.
Yeah.
As long as I can remember. So then the rumors start to swirl.
You know, as soon as Jay Leno started to retire, you're like, okay, it's got to be soon for David Letterman, you know?
Because he's up there in age. Yeah. I even remember when the one touching show that will always stick in my mind is when he brought all the doctors out. That did open heart surgery on him, that saved his life, and he literally broke down emotionally. And I remember that. I was sitting there, oh, David, you're alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, baby Jesus. You know, I remember that.
Baby Jesus.
So it gets to the point where now, who is going to replace David Letterman?
Who is?
Who is going to replace David Letterman? And the rumors have started to fly.
Yep.
And
I think it should be Conan. I think Conan should move from TBS.
I think that would be a brilliant move if CBS wanted to punch NBC in the throat.
Yeah, and it's also like I think Conan's pretty happy with TBS.
I think he is. He's got an amazing contract.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not making as much as he was over at NBC, but sure. But I think he has more freedom on basic cable. You know, you can do more.
You can get a little bit more edgier. Yeah.
Raunchy humor.
A little raunchy.
Conan's into that raunchy stuff. So.
If CBS was to bring in Conan O'Brien in to replace David Letterman, that would be a direct middle finger to NBC.
Yep.
Because then it would pretty much pair back up the historical fight between the Tonight Show and the Late Show.
Yeah.
Because David Letterman was originally supposed to take over Johnny Carson at the time.
Yeah, but then,
and then, I'm Jay Leno. Jay Leno came out with his chin and his cars.
NBC's like, yeah, you could keep your stupid show.
Right.
Or you can leave. And he's like, I'm going to leave, man.
So if they were to take Conan and put him in David Letterman's spot, I think it would reignite that fire. Between CBS and
come on,
NBC.
Baby, light that fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire. I think it would totally work.
Yeah.
But I don't think that audience.
I don't think it'll happen.
Is going to. So who was the next person that was in line?
Are we just going to say the big one that pretty much is basically confirmed?
Is it confirmed?
Because I don't know if it's confirmed, but everyone.
When we Google searched it, it's all over the internet.
It seems to be like the one that everyone thinks it's going to happen.
And you were kind of feeling like this is a good thing?
It's kind of weird. I don't know how to feel about it. They're talking about having Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
From the Colbert Report. To take over the Late Show.
He does a political show.
Yeah, which is really weird. He is really funny, though.
He is really funny. But you know what makes him funny, though, Jake? Let's peel back the curtain. What makes him funny are the writers.
Yeah.
He's got an amazing writing staff.
Yeah.
And David Letterman has an amazing writing staff. What Jimmy Fallon's success was based off of his writing staff. That's where these guys, their bread and butter is.
Yeah.
Is in that writing staff. Is Colbert going to be able to take that over to the Late Show?
So what you're saying is it could be anyone and it would be good.
Well, the writing staff, from what I would assume, a writing staff would have to take the abilities and the strengths of the host and tweak them to kind of like be spotlit in a way. The writing staff for David Letterman has been writing for him for 40 years, probably. You know what I mean? Now they have to learn a whole new person, or is Colbert going to come in fire all them and he'll bring in a whole new set of people?
He'd probably get a whole new set of people.
I don't know. I wonder how that happened with the Tonight Show transition.
They probably got a whole new set of people.
For Jimmy Fallon? Or they brought people over from his old show?
Like when Conan, for Jimmy Fallon, they probably just brought people over from his show.
Probably.
With Conan, they brought people over
from Jimmy Fallon's show on NBC?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was. Oh, so it's all in the family.
He took over for Conan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay,
he took over for Conan.
There's a lot of people in the air right now.
And when Conan went to the Tonight Show
for
that like month or two that he was on it,
yeah,
he brought his writing staff over. And I think he brought most of his writing staff with him to TBS, too.
Sure.
So, I don't know. And it's a totally different show than The Colbert Report.
The Colbert Report pokes fun at politics,
yeah,
in a way.
He's a fake conservative who pretends to be Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
As a shtick, he's actually a conservative.
He's anti-Riley.
Yeah, he's actually a liberal, but he pretends to be a conservative to just make fun of Bill O'Reilly because he's an idiot.
And it's always it's always the Riley and Colbert thing. I really think that it's all manufactured shtick, quite honestly, because they do things and they still work together, especially around presidential election time.
Well, I think the reason they work together is because they get a lot of money. I think they do legitimately.
Of course.
I think they do legitimately hate each other, though.
Really?
Yeah.
They seem to work very well together, man. And I have not seen people joke a lot.
You know, it's not like they're still both Americans and they both believe that like Americans are awesome.
Sure.
So they get along in that sense, but I think that they wouldn't hang out together, you know?
Well, look at it this way. If it was back in the day when it was the Jay Leno and David Letterman debate, you never saw Jay Leno and David Letterman hanging out together.
No.
You very rarely saw David Letterman out and about around the city. So that's why I kind of think that they are more friends than they let on.
I think the difference between that, though, is like Jay Leno and David Letterman, they were in competition because they had the same time slot.
Uh-huh.
So it wouldn't make sense for one of them to go on the other show. Because then that's taken away from the ratings.
But not even necessarily going on the other person's show. I'm talking about just in public. Like Colbert and...
I've never seen them in public together. I've seen them go on each other's show.
They've taken the stage together during political rallies and stuff.
They did a debate thing together.
Right.
Where they debated against each other. But it's a political thing.
But you never would have seen...
You couldn't have a comedy debate. That wouldn't make sense.
But you would have never seen Letterman and Leno team up for anything like that.
No.
They would have never come together for something like that. That's why I kind of think that the Colbert and O'Reilly thing is manufactured. I kind of think it is. And they're doing it because they get an exorbitant amount of money to do it.
Probably.
I think it might be a little bit more manufactured. Just in comparing it to the Leno and Letterman feud that went on for so long that they even made a little TV movie for it at one point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was so shrouded in controversy, big controversy back in that time. But how do you think Colbert is going to do? Because when we Googled it before the show, everything that popped up said that it's Colbert.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert.
It's kind of weird. Like, I don't know if he's going to go on there and be Stephen Colbert or Stephen Colbert.
What's the difference? You said that. I don't understand what that means.
Okay. On his show, he's a character.
Okay.
Named Stephen Colbert. He pretends that it's Colbert because it sounds fancier and French when he's actually an Irish dude, Stephen Colbert. And he goes by Stephen Colbert
right.
because it's a shtick thing. It makes him sound fancier. It makes him sound pompous.
Yeah, it's like me being Corey Blaze, but then when I'm on the show, I'm really Corey Blaze.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I understand.
So it's kind of weird. Is he going to go on to this show pretending that he's this conservative a-hole, or is he going to go on the show being Stephen Colbert and just crack jokes?
There's no way that that would work for the David Letterman. There's no way that would work for the David Letterman.
So you think he's going to go on there and just crack jokes?
He's got to.
Yeah, I think that's...
Because let's compare the...
It's just so weird to think about Stephen Colbert going on to a show and just cracking jokes and not doing the political thing. Because he can go on there and do some political thing, but there's more than just politics in late-night radio.
Sure.
Late-night talk shows.
If you take Jimmy Fallon,
mm-hmm.
and he was always comedy, shticky college humor type comedy, but he was comedy.
Yeah.
He didn't have a genre show. So
right.
morphing him into the late night show.
He was always, his thing was always, impressions.
Right. They're going to, the challenge is switching the audience to a younger audience. I would imagine, I haven't seen any statistics, but I would imagine that David Letterman and Stephen Colbert probably share an audience segment or a market.
I think they do. They probably do.
But the portion of David Letterman's current existing audience is that doesn't pay attention to Colbert are the ones that don't agree with his political side. Mm-hmm. So because Colbert is always this political guy, it's going to be hard for him to draw in
the other audience
that doesn't care about the politics.
Because David Letterman has been kind of a political figure.
A little in and his later
always,
years.
And he's always, yeah, in his later years, he's become sort of a political figure, and he is very liberal. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. And I'm also wondering how badly it's going to hurt Comedy Central to lose Colbert.
Not Comedy Central. They'll just run another contest and have people come up with an idea for a new show.
Well, that's like one of the top rated shows.
Is the Colbert Report?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how it happens. And Stephen Colbert Report, from what I've seen with his interviews, they're very fast, very quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And David Letterman, he does more of a 60-30.
It's because he has more time.
Right. It's going to be more of a 60-30 split with David Letterman, 60% interviews, 30% shtick. Let's see how that changes. I mean, we got a year before this rolls out, so there could be a lot of changes between now and then. But I'm excited to kind of see how all this is going to settle. Or is this whole thing with Jimmy Fallon and Colbert going to just ruin late night television?
Is late night over?
We'll see.
Is all we have Jimmy Kimmel now?
Oh, God. Hey, Jimmy Kimmel is funny as hell,
though. I like Jimmy Kimmel.
I love Jimmy Kimmel. All right, let's take a quick break. That was fun. Nerded out. When we get back, the Ultimate Warrior dies in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I want to see if we can touch on a couple of new fast food items that have come out that I've had the privilege of wrapping these old sexy brown
Hashtag
lips around.
Cancel Colbert.
We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. It won't come. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa. This portion of the show is brought to you by 123 Print. When you want high-quality online printing and it has to be delivered on time and on budget, make 123 Print your online print shop. Choose address labels, postcards, wedding invitations, anything you want to print for your home, office, or school. Finding, customizing, ordering, and receiving just the right 123 Print product is easy. Depending on your online printing needs, 123 Print offers digital printing for fast, high-quality, short-run prints. Also available, offset printing for professional and affordable long-run print projects. Business stationery products are also available with thermography printing, also known as raised ink printing. That's the letters you can touch. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you need it printed and require proven professional printing services, 123 Print is the right place. Simply click the 123 Print banner on our website or go directly through fatguyradioshow.com/123 print. I know we kind of nerded out a little bit there on that late night thing, but
I could nerd out more about it too.
I could too. We could probably do the whole entire hour on it. We really can.
I love late night talk shows. I think they're
I do too.
They're an important part of American history.
I'm all in. And one part, speaking of American history, is the fact that The Ultimate Warrior dies. And I'm not a current wrestling fan.
Me either.
But I remember The Ultimate Warrior from back when in my childhood.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I used to watch a lot of wrestling.
I was a little sad to hear this one. Yeah. I was a little heart shaken to hear this one, just how it happened.
And he's so young.
Yeah,
dude.
50.
Yeah, he's only in his 50s.
Something, or early 50s. I don't have the exact age.
He's like my dad's age. That's weird to think
In
about.
Scottsdale, at the... Gainey Hotel, I believe. And I've been there several times.
Yeah.
Walking to his car with his wife and just collapses. Rushed to the hospital and a legend gone. The day before, Jake.
Wrestling kills, man.
The day before, he was inducted into the Wrestler Hall of Fame.
Yep, the WWE Hall of Fame.
And here's the thing. What was so great about that? I know this is just gonna be the nerd out. We're just nerding out today. The WWE and the Ultimate Warrior had a huge falling out back in the day between the transition of WWF into the WWE. He went out of the scope. I mean, we've seen Ric Flair pop back up. We've seen Hulk Hogan pop back up. We've seen all of these old 1980s, early 90s wrestlers pop back up. Except for the Ultimate Warrior because of the beef that existed between him and the Federation.
Yep.
So to see him being inducted, and I wish I would have pulled the audio, but he spoke at one of the WWE Monday Raw. He spoke, and he mentioned, and I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not quoting him, I'm paraphrasing from what I can remember, he mentioned about death and that your time is coming up.
That's weird, man.
And a week later, he's gone.
That's so weird. Yeah, man, Wrestling kills, man. Like, so many wrestlers.
It makes you kind of think about, like, what they're pumping into their bodies.
Yeah, so many wrestlers die at young age. Like,
it's so scary, man. It's absolutely. But I remember the Ultimate Warrior. I remember one Halloween as a kid wearing the Ultimate Warrior mask.
Done it.
Wanting to have that paint on your face, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He had the coolest. And then when he did that presentation at the WWE, you saw him. Of course, he's much older now. But he put the mask on. Back in the day, it wasn't mask. It was paint.
Yeah.
You know, he put the mask on, and you hear him, and he's talking, and he's got his wrestling voice going. And it's just like, man, just gone way too soon.
Yeah.
Just absolutely way too soon. So, safe home, Ultimate Warrior. You are going to be missed. And I don't think I've ever, in the history of Fat Guy Radio Show, talked about wrestling on this show. But that, I knew you wanted to, the biggest match that I remember as a childhood was Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
We won, and of course Hulk Hogan won. Because it was Hulk Hogan.
But the Ultimate Warrior, he was right up there with him, man.
Totally, 100%. So our condolences out to his family and everything. And it just kind of sucks that it kind of felt like it was in our backyard. Scottsdale, Arizona, we were just there last weekend at the Arizona Barbecue Festival, not too far from that Gainey Ranch Hotel. And it shook the heartstrings. It shook the heartstrings a little bit to see that, you know, just gone.
Pretty sad.
Way too soon. Just to kind of transition here from the Ultimate Warrior, if we will, if I can get over to my transition bay here. Oh, there's some new fast food items, Jake, that's on the market.
Oh, the
Taco Bell released its new breakfast. And I was going to blog this on After the Levels. And just a really quick sidebar, folks. Listen, I'm sorry about After the Levels, but it has been hell in the last 2 weeks for the world of Corey Blaze. So After the Levels, we're going to get back on top of it. And also, I'm going to throw out, if there's someone out there that wants to write for a blog, just hit me up. After the Levels afterthelevelsblog@gmail.com, or just click the contact us button on After the Level. So I do apologize that it hasn't been updated.
Newsy type stuff.
Yeah, newsy, waka waka type stuff. Your opinions, whatever it is, if you want to write it, you know, and stuff like that. All that good stuff. But anyway.
Philippius' face is on there.
Philippius' face. He's very quiet.
You know what
today.
A Taco Bell sounds like?
Well, we talked about something that he probably doesn't watch. You watch a lot of late night?
I know a couple of the people, but Not often.
Not often.
I figured.
Poor Lip has got a few other things on his mind over there. But Taco Bell released its new breakfast menu.
Sounds like diarrhea before noon.
It's not.
Diarrhea before noon. Yep.
Diarrhea before noon. Taco Bell. Have you had any of the new Taco Bell breakfast things?
No. I don't trust eggs.
From a taco shop?
From a taco shop. From not even from a taco shop, just from fast food places.
Jake's got egg trust issues.
Yeah.
I think we just named the show.
Yeah, I don't trust eggs from fast food places.
Well, you know what? Normally, I would disagree with you because...
especially like scrambled eggs.
McD's breakfast all day and twice on Sunday. Jack in the Box breakfast, my go-to is their steak and egg burrito. Oh, by the way, hello, Sandra. Jack in the Box is breakfast.
Ooh, I do like those Ultimate Breakfast sandwiches.
All day. And Jack in the Box just released for like a month. Hey, Jack, a little longer, please. He released the two croissant breakfast things for two for $3.50. They were out for like a month and then they were gone.
Yeah.
I saw one commercial, went there, bought them one day, was going to go back and buy them the next morning. And Sandra, my Jack in the Box girl, says they're sold out.
No one needs a whole croissant.
No one needs a whole croissant. So Taco Bell releases the new breakfast taco.
Yeah.
I had it. I had the bacon one.
What'd you think?
And I had the sausage one.
Well, you were able to eat two of them, so that says something. Oh, they were bad?
Horrible.
Okay.
I could have eaten the cardboard box that it came in.
How? Like, the pancake had to taste horrible,
it
right?
It was spongy and nasty and disgusting.
And it's not a pancake. It's like a waffle.
It just had no flavor. I'm eating breakfast, and you know what? I don't mind having hot sauce with my eggs. I like that. But why was I eating it and craving the hot sauce? I had to add sauce and syrup on it to make it even. I honestly did not finish the bacon one. I threw it away after two bites.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
That's how most of my time at Taco Bell is.
The sausage one? No.
Throw it away.
It's horrible. And by the way, it's smaller. I don't know what I can compare it to. It's smaller than a normal size Eggo waffle.
Yeah.
It's smaller, and the price point is a little too high. I did have the breakfast burrito as well. That's new.
Bad too?
Dry, nasty, crumbly, not well. And I didn't have these all in one day. I had them over a 3-day period.
Well, thank God.
So, and I did it for multiple Taco Bells. It was all the same. It was not good.
What about this, like, the Subway thing?
The Subway Flatiza. The Subway Flatiza. Amazing.
You tried it?
Amazing. Now, here's the thing. Corey Blaze walked into Subway.
Yeah.
And met a guy named Jay. And he looked at me, and I'm like, okay, well, I want both of them because they're two for $5. Can't go wrong. Nice size.
Yeah.
About the size of Pizza Hut's personal pan pizza, but they're flat.
So they're tiny.
So, well, I thought it was nice.
They don't fill you up, but they're good.
You can take out two in one sitting.
Yeah.
And if you need four, you're dropping $10 and you're going to get full. You really are. But it's really good. But I don't know if it was just the fact that Jay at this particular Subway hooked it up a certain way, but it was delicious. The sauce was on hit. The flat bread was way more than what I expected. Flavorful, nice, crispy crust on it. It was a great pizza. It put me in the mindset of a small pizzeria with an oven brick stove.
I haven't had good Subway in a long time, so that's surprising to hear.
And I was thoroughly surprised by it. So the Subway Fatiza pizza, thumbs up for that. Taco Bell's breakfast menu. Oh, sorry, that was like a double one. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening at all. Oh, I hit the porn music too. That's not happening.
I thought that was like the let's go.
I thought that was the break music as
break
well.
Music, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to the break. But anyway, try those out. All right, folks. Woo! Man, there was so much more that I wanted to get to. It's hot, but we'll table that for next week because after this break, we've got Jake's Isolated Music Corner right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This week's Isolated Corner is brought to you by the Stitcher Radio app. With the Stitcher Radio app, you can stream all your favorite shows, including this one. You should definitely listen to this one on Stitcher Radio.
Hell yeah.
Get the Stitcher Radio app today at fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio. It kicks ass.
It does kick ass.
That's my own tag for it.
Hey, you know what? I like that. It does kick ass. All right, it's Jake's Isolated Music Corner. Jake, take it away.
I like that abruptness of the music stopping.
Just right off a cliff, you know, just right off a cliff.
It's gone.
Just right off a cliff lip.
All right. So, there we go.
He just looked at me like with that FU stare. Don't you look at me with those deep browns. I will crawl under this table and make our friendship go to a level you don't want it to go to.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
So the past few weeks, we didn't do one last week, but the past few weeks before that, we did the Beatles, we did the Rolling Stones, we did the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
So I think it's only fair to continue on with these amazing rock bands that have changed the world.
I would agree.
So we're going to do Queen and David Bowie's Under Pressure. So
here we go. I'm excited about these.
Let's start it off. Starts out with the... Yeah.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you, no man has fall.
You never realize how much reverb is in songs.
You really don't.
Until you listen to it like this.
Puts people on streets.
Eat my dead up.
Okay. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow gets me higher.
That's amazing.
Dude,
that's so cool.
Two of the greatest vocalists ever. Especially Freddie Mercury.
Chipping around, so kick my brains around the floor.
Feels like a
daze, it never ends, but it pours.
You don't ever.
That's weird, dude, isn't it?
That's amazing, though.
Some good friends screaming, let me out.
Tomorrow gives me high.
That was Frankie.
Frankie? I mean, Freddie?
Yeah, Freddie let one out. I heard it.
From it all, like a blind man.
It turned off the echo.
Sat on a fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Why?
Oh my God!
Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance? Why can't we give love, 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 give love?
Right? Just fades into the echo, man. That's cool.
Love that.
We're just going to listen to this whole song because it's so good. Those are all David Bowie's, man.
That's ridiculous. And you know that he had to do that several times on his own.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because there was no overdubbing technology at that time.
Yeah.
Well, there was.
It was just a lot harder. Yeah, dude. Freddie Mercury, he is one of the most interesting singers. Because, like...
Love. It's gone too soon.
Just the most incredible voice.
Sure.
But it's still rock and roll, man. It's
hard rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's what rock and roll is now. That was the standard.
Yeah.
That was the trailblazer to what we have rock and roll now.
Yeah.
And wow. It's good that you recognize that with you know, with your band and applying some of those things that he did.
He's just such a great singer.
He can never go wrong. You never go wrong with Freddie.
Most incredible mustache.
Frankie Mercury. Did I say, I said Frankie earlier, didn't I? Frankie Mercury, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the most incredible mustache I've ever seen on
absolute greatest mustache. Man, that was good. You played that one all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. It's such a good song.
It's so beautiful.
And there's so much weird stuff happening throughout it, you know? It changes a lot.
I love it, man. That was a good pull. I really appreciate that. Jake, before we go, I gotta, you know, we gotta get our, we've been trying so hard with getting our Justin Bieber thing. We've got to really, oh, well, we're out of time this week. Maybe next week we'll be able to get to it. Damn it.
Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Waka waka, Jimmy. Yes, we stole that from Jimmy Kimmel.
You're welcome for throwing you under the bus.
No problem. Hell, a lot of the stuff that we do on this show, we've stolen from other shows. Let me see. Big O and Dukes, Michael Mara. Hell, this music you're listening to right now was Michael Mara's closing music. We're not reinventing the wheel here, people. We're not smart enough.
No.
We talk into the internet for a living.
I don't, yeah. What?
I'm sorry.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Fire TV. It's so cool. It's hot. Get it now through the special Amazon TV banner on our website.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Philippians, can he say that?
I think so.
All right, damn it. All right, get 1080p HD streaming content right to your HD TV, and it works with your Amazon Prime account. Easy to set up in under 100 bones. Amazon Fire TV is a powerful little booger.
It's a powerful little booger.
It's a powerful little booger.
A little booger.
Little booger.
All right. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or redistributed without the written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Hey, guys. We're on Facebook.
Yeah, we Twitter, are. Uh-huh.
And Instagram.
Really?
Spread the word about the show. Subscribe to us free on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and a comment. Stream the show through the Stitcher Radio app, which I was talking to you about. It was badass.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Badass.
Join us live on Ustream every week. We'll talk to you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can get on there through the tablet and the mobile devices. Hey, what more can we do for you?
That's true. What more can we do from you? And that's another bit we stole from Big O and Dukes. After the levels of blog by Corey Blaze is my daily blog, my way of communing with you throughout the week. Check out afterthelevels.com or click the banner link on our website. For Fat Guy Radio Show cast and crew, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bounce.
Bye.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.